the decision today by the authorities in Hungary to deny rail access to Western Europe to hundreds of refugees and migrants is a question that goes to the heart of Europe's internal border policy. It was certainly clear where these new arrivals wanted to go. If a family from Syria, say, were to get on that train from Hungary, they should be able to travel not just to Germany, but right through Europe without official interruption to any of the 26 countries that are signed up to the Schengen Agreement. It's been in force for 20 years now, and it has some clear advantages for businesses working across Europe. John Springford is a senior research fellow at the Centre for European Reform.
The really big advantage has been for the haulage and freight industry. Trade is made a lot easier when you don't have to spend ages in your truck waiting at a border for your passport and details to be checked. But there have been other big aspects, I think. One is that in border regions of EU member states, then we've seen quite a lot of commuting going on. People wake up in the morning in one country, then they're able to take a job in, a city just over the border and travel across. And obviously that's going to be pretty tricky if you're having to wait for half an hour to have your passport checked. There's quite a lot of cross-border working that goes on in Switzerland. And this is also true of some of the smaller member states like Luxembourg, Belgium and the Netherlands as well.
Paul Hodges is the chairman at International eChem, which advises the global chemical industry. And he says the easiest way to describe the impact of Schengen is to remember the days before it existed.
I was a product manager moving product around the UK and into Europe, and also bringing product from other countries, from France into Germany and so on. The amount of paperwork and time that this took, it wasn't just my time, but fleets of people were involved in the supply chain. You had to get all the paperwork right for customs, you had to get all the tax paperwork right for duties and everything, and the fact that you had it right for France didn't mean you had it right for Germany, and so on. So not only was it very difficult, very time-consuming and very expensive, but actually it put you off doing it. Now compare that with today, where my modern equivalent is saying, oh, yes, oh, I've got an opportunity in France, I can move something into Germany, one email, done. And I think today's generation have grown up in a world now where they just don't think about borders anymore. And so what they're actually seeing is just new opportunities all the time.
If, say, you're an Australian businessman, you want to work in Europe, you can get a Schengen visa that effectively gives you access to, 26 nations for the price of one visa.
Before Schengen came in, I would have business partners coming with me and we wanted to do a trip around four or five different companies, and you had to apply for different visas and maybe one of them didn't come through and you were completely stuck. Whereas now you meet at the airport, hello, and how are you, and off you go.
If the politicians were to react for their own perhaps electoral reasons and start tightening controls on the borders, what would be the business impact across Europe?
It's a very worrying prospect. All of that opening over the last 20 years, this wonderful mindset of younger generation, how they approach things, you can damp that down, you can close that down very easily. So it's vital that we do keep these doors open.
That's Paul Hodges at International eChem.